always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I'm back. Sorry, I've been gone for a minute, man. I actually just had my baby daughter last week, man. She is a week and what? Week and almost 2 weeks coming up next Monday. Mariana Esther Franklin, she's here, man. And hey, bro, I've been with her like for the last almost 2 weeks. So you know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do when you're a new father, man. Just taking care of the children, letting my kids see her, let her, you know, just get used to life, because, you know, she's not used to life yet, but she's here, man, and that's really what I've been on. But today, I'm getting it in with the homie ZG from OKC, another cat, and we're going to see if he's a diehard Thunder fan. We're going to find out, even though they're really the Supersonics and all that, but it's all good. We're going to chop it up with him. And I asked him, man, what's something that you really been hearing God speaking to you on? And he was saying clarity. And I love it when an artist can say something like that, because now that makes me think, dang, what areas do I need to have clear in my life? What are some things that I'm searching for clarity on? And this is always a good thing to do as a believer, to find out, hey, man, where do I need clarity? Where do I need to hear God, his voice more? Where do I need to make sure I'm obeying and stopping anything that blocks that clarity, man? So look, check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play that. We're going to get on that topic, and then we're going to play some music, man. I got to keep the music pumping. This first song right here, a song I'm feeling real heavy right now, it's called Father, featuring Jay Carter by the homie C. Micah. And yo, they're going to be here the New Year's, man. Seattle is going down. I'll holler at y'all. Life.
Whom I depend on. You still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me. Satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it.
Father, Father, Abba, Father, I give you my heart in every potter. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Fix me, mold me, shape me, solder. Purge me in any way, I won't bother. I let you control me, my life's an altar. Though I fall, won't fail or falter. Cause in your grace you got me out in a whole nother realm. Awesome wonder, great I am. You're all that I am, but I am worthless without your hand and your anointing and your spirit fresh. Of you more, of me less. I confess I'm a mess, but in you I am
when I'm weak and don't feel strong. It is you that I can lean on. You're my God, whom I depend on. You still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me. Satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it. Father, 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 you are my Father, Father, Father.
Nothing's impossible, Father, in you. Your will, your way, word I submit to. Cleanse my spirit, but cuts like Gensu. Hail my tears when my face needed tissue. Peace through the storm, Lord, by you I get through. You I commit to, you I repent to. Who I put before my wife, it's you. And there's not another God Almighty, there's no other. You stick close closer than a brother. You cleanse my sins, for that I love ya. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed.
Acting like my parents ain't rings, man. Praying every day, just maybe you can send relief, have mercy.
Won't you hold me?
Yeah.
Tell me that it's okay, like a baby. Just say we can make it. I promise it all. It seems to make things worse. So Father, I need ya. Father, I, please forgive me, Lord, I'm rambling. Slipped a little bit, but I'm standing. Searching for the answer, scrambling. Can't do it alone, just saying.
I need ya right now.
About to give up, just walk away. Father, I need ya right now. Cause every day is just more pain. And I know you're able. Right now, trying to hold on, but I ain't that strong. Father, I need ya right now. Can't bear to face this day alone. Father, I
need you like every morning, right when I'm stretching, yawning. Devour eggs and bacon, then I get to meditating.
I need late nights, rest to sleep.
And I'm listening.
Father, I need you.
Wondering if you're there, like, I know the plans of Satan. Seek and destroy the power. He do this every hour, can't be running.
Father, it's hard to encourage my brother with all the sins that I cover. Feel like a broken vessel, my heart, I'm just trying to wrestle these feelings of unforgiveness. Trying, Lord, is my witness. Wanna extend comfort, rather just see him suffer.
This war that we fight is much stronger than I. Father, I can't do this alone.
Forgive me, Lord, I'm rambling. Slipped a little bit, but I'm standing. Searching for the answer, scrambling. Can't do it alone, just saying.
Father, I need ya right now.
About to give up, just walk away. Father, I need ya right now. Cause every day is just more pain. And I know you're able right now. Trying to hold on, but I ain't that strong. Father, I need ya right now. Can't bear to face this day alone. Father, I
need you like every morning, right when I'm stretching, yawning. Devour eggs and bacon, then I get to meditating.
Late nights, rest to sleep.
And I'm listening.
Father, I need you.
Wondering if you're there, like, I know the plans of Satan. Seek and destroy the power. He do this every hour, can't be running like a coward.
Late nights, rest to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I need.
Thank you.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world. Chase's Devotionals.
Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
Right there, another cat from OKC. I'm trying to, I should have went OKC heavy on this joint, but that's Sean C. Johnson. The song is called Father I. And man, you in OKC, you got Cam, and you got Sean C. Johnson, bro. I'm just saying right now, that's a cold triple threat, man. What do you think about that, brother?
Man, I can just say, man, that us Oklahoma people, man, God is just doing something amazing in our city. You know, he's just doing work, man. He's doing work, and we're really honored to be a part of what he's doing.
Amen. But he's still kind of, is that like a Miami Heat squad down there? You got, you know what I'm saying? OKC, Cam, ZG, and Sean C. Johnson. What? I just need to hear the thoughts on that. What's up?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call us, you know, the Miami Heat squad. I would definitely call us the Oklahoma City Thunder, man. I mean, because there's Westbrook, there's KD, and there's Ibaka. Offense, defense, and then scoring. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to say this real quick. I like how he threw in that new name. Because one of the cats, the triple threat cats, he left, but he threw an Ibaka. I see where you're going with that. He said defense. You know, I'm just going to say blocks. That's Ibaka, man. Blocks and rebounds.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Well, we're going to have a great time on this interview, bro. I want you to, real quick, man, catch us up on your testimony. Man, you got about like 5 minutes to share your testimony, man, and how God just definitely changed your life and some of the things that you went through to become the believer that you are today.
Right. All right, brother. Well, man, honestly, you know, most people's testimonies are, you know, they were once, you know, just like out in the streets, you know, strung out on drugs, mm-hmm. blah, 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 man. But mine was actually really simple. Man, I was really, really blessed and favored by God to grow up in a very, you know, biblical background. My dad, he's a pastor. And so, you know, I was raised as a preacher's kid, you know, but at the age of 18, and that's when I really, really first found Jesus Christ, man. Because I listened all my life. I was in church every Sunday, every Wednesday, but, you know, I just didn't really understand them. And so finally, man, whenever I turned 18, like God, you know, Jesus Christ, he just became so real to me.
Yeah.
You know, I fully understood, you know, who he was, what he did for me, and why he did what he did. And so, you know, at the age of 18, man, that's when I fully accepted Christ into my life, man. And I, you know, started to slowly, you know, walk his walk. And then, man, after that, man, I actually ended up going to college off of a basketball scholarship.
Uh-huh.
I ended up going to I ended up going to McPherson College. It's like a small town up in McPherson, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, then you know, man, most college students, you know, that you hear about, that you see, you know, they ended up backsliding, and I was definitely there, man. I started to backslide, and so that was from my freshman year all the way to my junior year. So I backslid for 3 years, man, and it was a horrible, horrible time for me. You know, I mean, you know, granted, you know, sin at that time, it was fun, you know, just going out, clubbing, partying, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But man, something happened my junior year. Me and Cam, we actually, you know, linked up, and he began to just pour his life into me. He began to slowly, you know, disciple me. And, you know, he was the one, you know, he taught me how to write music. You know what I mean? Just, you know, just how to really seek God. You know, I would, he didn't necessarily speak that much to him, but I just watched him. You know, I definitely watched how he treated his family. You know, how he was a father, he was a husband, he was a brother in Christ. And so, you know, he definitely helped me get back up on my feet. Man, and so from the age of 21 to my age now, I'm real old, y'all. I'm 23. I've been just, you know, walking this walk, man.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. It's always good to hear, you know, just the different things that people went through, because a lot of other people are in the same situation that you are in. Just, I know you said Cam was very influential in you, just, you know, making a stand for God. What are some other things that helped you say, hey, man, I got to get out of this lifestyle, man, I'm going to go super hard for God? What are some other things that were like that?
Man, honestly, you know, in the times that I was in, you know, I mean, like most stories that I hear, you know, like it's like one massive thing, like one miracle happening. It's like, oh, you know, it's Jesus. Well, man, like for me, it was the sequence of things. You know, it was a sermon here. You know, it was a bumper sticker there. You know what I'm saying? Like just basically like many sequences of things that like that God was trying to show me. But you know, obviously in that time, I wasn't gonna hear it.
Yeah.
But most definitely Cam, you know, most definitely my dad, you know, he's a pastor. But I was up in Kansas at the time. So, you know, me and him, we didn't really get to sit down and talk face to face. But mainly Cam, man, and then God, he definitely blessed me with a brother while I was up in Kansas, man. His name is Jared. His name is J A. And you know, me and him, bro, like we were just pouring into each other's life, man. He would send scripture. I would send him scripture. You know, we definitely just hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
You know, before each other and before time. So
that's what's up, man. So I want to go to your first song, Lonely Road. This may have been part of this testimony that you shared, but go ahead and tell me about this track as we get ready to flow into it.
Wow, man. Lonely Road. That was a very, very, very tough season in my life, man. You know, I was basically just, you know, transitioning into fully following Christ, man. And you know, scripture is real, man. It's true. You know, it says that this walk of faith, it is a very, you know, narrow road.
Yeah.
And sometimes this road, and it gets lonely, it gets tough. You know what I mean? You know, unfortunately, most people don't want to hear about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so I was standing firm in the faith. You know what I mean? Just, you know, speaking about Jesus. And, you know, just people just began to, like, slowly separate from me. And so, you know, in the point of time, I just felt so lonely, so tired. You know, just, I was basically in a depressed mood, so.
Yeah. Okay, man. So let's hop into this joint, Lonely Road. And we're going to see what God did, man, in this life after that on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
Struggling, trying to pay the bills at the crib.
Bills at the crib.
They told me life will get worse with Christ in the deal.
Christ in the deal.
I can take the easy route out, but that's not what I'm about now. I wanna head back to the old life that I live.
Old life that I live.
Man, it seems so much better. That was less depression. I could do whatever. I could easily follow the crowd. No trendsetter. Now it's pain, pain, pain. Never let it know. Walking on the narrow road. God made for me. Can't lie. Sometimes I get lonely.
Sometimes I get lonely on this road.
Wait for him and I'm a
home. Want me to bow down and get off my throne?
I need the Lord.
Now I feel so poor.
Life seemed perfect on my own, but then I found Christ at
it's all bad. Really though, might seem silly though. I ain't got a milli, but that's really what I really want. Wouldn't mind being 50 posted up in New York. If they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. Can I be honest? My flesh desires the desires of society. The eye is steady, I am me. But there's no I in me, that's what I'm trying to see. CG to the flesh, I got a doubt of me. Dead in my biography, lose you no geography. Scanning through the lines of my life and my diary. I just want you to see, it ain't easy. Staying on this narrow path, sometimes get lost.
Sometimes I can't
it's tough, man. Denying your home and your family, your friends. People hate you, but I know it gets lonely too, man. I'm there right now as we speak, but just keep your head up. Look.
Sometimes I can't.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. You are now listening to Turn It Off, Value 1. My name is Triple D, a.k.a. Dayton, and that's the homie T-Wild on the beat. And we've come together to raise an awareness of an unseen enemy in our culture. This enemy's mission is to brainwash us and pump poison into our minds using TV and radio. This enemy knows that if he can get us to watch and listen to his lies all day, we would eventually embrace his lies as truth, and an abnormal standard of living would become our normal standard of living. This is why things that were once considered wicked and evil are now considered to be entertainment. But it's more than an entertainment issue. It's a battle for our souls. This enemy's goal is to keep us from the truth that can set us free and have us follow his lies that will eventually lead us to destruction. So on this project, we're going to be exposing these lies that need to be turned off. And more importantly, we're going to be talking about the truth that we need to turn on. Now this beat is way too dope for me to be talking over, so I'm just going to cut it off right here and get straight into the verse. Hey yo, T-Wild, are you with me? Yeah! No, this is not a test. We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program. This ain't no gangsta rap, pop, hit a slow jam. This ain't a song for fans to make up a dance move. No nugget jerk, stingy leg, or Superman too. Not underground, the conscience, you get the concept. Let me make it clear so you won't take this out of context. It is a complex, my content is godsend. What you're hearing now is an alternative to the nonsense. Yes.
that you hear from these superstars. We going super hard to try to spread the truth to God. The youth are lost cause they tell them that the future's hard. Go tell them whack MCs we're turning the music off. What they drop is so hard, fine. And all their rhymes, they just glorify morbid crime. The more music that they put out, the more I dine. They plant the seed of death in them and destroy their minds. So I invite you to take a stand and let them know you won't take this man. See if we all stand together and fight for what's right. We can snatch the culture from Satan's hands. So there you have it. With no further ado, T. Wilder, Dayton, Podium, and Style Wow Music proudly presents to you Turn It Off, Volume 1.
Alright, that's Dayton right there on Yada the King Radio, man. The intro, Turn It Off. Man, we just interviewed him. Definitely go to yadatheking.com so you can check that interview out. ZG is with me, man. He said he was a hooper, bro. Before, you know, what you guys got to do is this. You need to go get the Yada the King app. We're going to have the fun facts. We're going to talk to him about hooping, who his favorite team is outside of the Thunder. Like, we don't care about the Thunder at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just playing. But ZG, talk to me, man. When did you start playing, you know what I'm saying, or got, when did you get involved in music? I guess that's the best thing to say. And do you play anything? Let me know all that.
All right. Well, man, you know, this is a very, very embarrassing story, but because I love everybody who's listening, I'm going to go ahead and share. Man, when my seventh through ninth grade year, man, you know, I did both sports and also did show choir. And, man, I got clowned so much for that, you know, because, you know, most sports players, they're all, you know, quote-unquote cool or whatever, man. And then, you know, so I was a sports player and I was also in choir. And back then, man, you know, it was this, I mean, even now to a certain degree, it's not necessarily cool to be in choir. And so, so, you know, I was definitely in show choir my seventh grade to ninth grade year. And man, I got, you know, ate up a lot. And so my sophomore year, going into high school, man, I told all my friends, I told my parents, I was like, look, man, you know, I'm done with music. You know, I'm gonna just strictly focus on, you know, on playing basketball. And so, you know, of course, you know, my dad, he was like, yeah. I mean, wait, are you sure? And then my mom, she was like, well, are you sure about that? Blah, blah, blah. And so, so my senior year, you know, it's my last year of high school. I was really excited to be graduated, get out of the house, man, headed to college, man. And so, mom, she was like, well, baby, it's your senior year right now. You know, so if I were you, I would just go out and do, you know, do everything that you've never done before. You know, it's your last year. And so,
yeah,
you know, I began to sit there, man, think about it. And so, you know, I was like, all right, mom. So I ended up joining show choir again my senior year, man, and I fell in love with it. And so, you know, story moving forward, my freshman year of college, man, I actually had a basketball scholarship and a music scholarship.
Wow.
I didn't necessarily start really singing until my freshman year of college. And, you know, then, man, I took voice lessons. I also took guitar lessons and piano lessons. So as of right now, moving forward, and as of right now, I am, you know, not trying to brag or boast or anything like that. You know, these are all God's gifts. But I am classically, you know, vocally trained. And the instrument that I play, I'm learning how to play the saxophone even now. I know how to play the guitar and the piano.
Oh my goodness. So you guitar, piano, saxophone. Do you make your own music for your stuff?
Yeah, actually, man, me and my boy B Flo, we're actually, you know, just we definitely join, you know, he makes certain tracks, I make other tracks. So yeah, you know, it's definitely a joint effort.
Okay. And D Flo, he in OKC too, huh?
No, he's actually in Alabama right now as we speak.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. So, bro, you said you were classically trained. So, is there ever Is ZG ever gonna do like a? And when you say classical, I'm assuming you mean classical music. Is there ever gonna be a song on your stuff that were straight classical?
Man, the only time that will ever happen is if people actually beg me, like literally say, "Yo, we want you to put one classical song on there." Otherwise, no.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you this, man. It seems like you was in choir for a long time. When did you start doing your own songs or start singing other people's songs? Did you do that all your life? Or was there a time where you actually sat down and you remember, this is my first song that I wrote and I sang?
Okay, right. Well, man, I've been, whenever I was younger, you know, I would just sit down, man, and just write. Like, I'm really big into writing books, you know, writing poetry. Mm-hmm. Although I've never written a book, you know, like, you know, I love to sit down and think and just write. And yeah. So I figured out that I could really write a song, man. I believe by the summer of my senior year of high school, you know, that was after I joined show choir, you know, for the second time. And I was, you know, then that's when I realized that God's given me a gift, which is to do music. And so, man, my very first song, it was the summer of my senior year. Mm. And, man, like, I really wish, like, at that moment, I had guidance, you know, like, wise counsel, man. And somebody should have told me, wait, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't go writing all them songs and then putting together an album and then just giving it out. Non-mixed, man. So my first song, man, came my senior year of high school, man. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. I really believe everybody's first song was horrible. Like, I just think that's the way that it goes. Like, you know, even though people may have liked it at that time, I mean, when you've been doing right. music for so long, you're going to be like, bro, I was... Dang, that was me. I mean, like, do you even have this first song recorded anywhere, or do you have it still?
Yeah, man. Surprisingly, I still have it on my iPod. Like, I listened to it like last week. I was like, man, what was I thinking?
Yeah. So that's what's up, man. So it sounds like since then you've been writing a lot. What do you like to do most, man? Do you like doing a whole song from scratch? Do you like making the beat first and singing? Do you like singing and making the beat? Do you just like doing hooks? What do you like to do the most, man?
Man, what I like to do the most is just sit down, man, in one spot, you know, just completely quiet, completely silent, man, and just pull up my guitar and just worship God, man. That's where my heart of hearts is right now. Just strictly worshiping God, man. Mm. You know, just entering into God's throne room.
Yeah.
And just, you know, bring him all the praises and then all the glory. And then, man, from then, like from there, you know, I let you know, the inspiration that God gives me just flow out. You know, whether it's he wants me to, you know, speak on relationships, you know, speak on, you know, the church, et cetera.
Yeah. So worship is a key component to your writing.
Huge key, man.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, bro. So we got this first project that you just came out with, and it's free. Now I'm like, why did he put this out for free? Like, people, like, you can go get it. Actually, not free. It's basically on your donation. So if you want to donate, you can get it at noisetrade.com and it's /ZG, right? Or what's the link?
Yeah, that's right, noisetrade.com/ZG music, I believe.
Okay, so you guys can go pick that up. Talk to me about this EP real quick, man, before we get into your next joint.
Okay, well, man, to me, you know, the EP is very, very, very versatile to me. You know, I definitely wanted to reach, you know, all listeners, whether it's the Christian contemporary, you know, Christian hip hop, or, you know, people who just really enjoy, you know, listening to good, positive R&B music. Man, you know, it was definitely inspired, you know, once again through worship And then, you know, just life experiences, man. You know, me, my transition from, you know, from graduating from college, you know, all the way until now, you know, until what I'm doing now. And so it basically explains, you know, like God's transition in me, you know, God, you know, transforming me into actually learning how to become a man.
Amen. That's what's up, bro. So y'all can hear it. The album is called, the EP is called Here and Now. Let's go to your song right now called Letter to You. What's this all about right here? Featuring somebody, and you got to tell them who's on it.
Featuring my main man, Alex Medina. But, man, so the song, Letter to You, man, I wrote this once again while I was in college. Man, I actually wrote this probably like a couple weeks after I wrote Lonely Road. And man, I was just still struggling, man. I was in so much hurt and pain, man. I was probably in the same position I was in for a good 4 months. You know, God was just like touching on me, you know, just wait, have patience, you know, grow in the season that you're in right now. And so basically, man, letter you, basically me sitting down at the table, just writing God, you know, how I feel, my thoughts, my concerns. And in scripture, it says, you know, cast all your cares, you know, upon God.
Yeah.
So I was definitely really anxious about, you know, certain things in life, about, you know, relationships, man. It was tough. So basically the song revolves around me just writing God a true heartfelt letter.
That's what's up. So that's what you guys are going to hear. A letter from the homie ZG on Yada the King Radio featuring Alex Faith, a new cat too, man. I'm going to have to figure out how we can link up with him, bro, get some of his music and all that on Yada the King Radio. But hey, if you want to send your music, go to music@yadatheking.com. That's our email. Or just go to yadatheking.com and click on music submissions under the contact form. We'll get at you. Let's get into this music.
With every word and deed, every glance at her, and every form of speech. They don't know you, who only speak about it. Their hearts are far from you, and they weak in knowledge that you made the stars, hearts and angels. You came to die, embody grace to strangers. So let my letter be more than the words I speak, but obeying you, yeah, my offering. You were always there, fixing what's inside of me. You said, here's my spirit, I'll never leave. So with every chance, let me write with love. Sincerely yours, a sinner hidden in your son. Yeah. Let's go. To run to. This is my letter to you. This is my letter to you. This is my letter to you. My letter to you. This is my letter to you.
Yo, stay focused, remain humble. Take what life hands you, make gumbo. Save your bullets and never be gung-ho. And pace yourself, sometimes you gotta run slow. But I swear, what I've been cooking up, about to have the whole world looking up. I'm like Dion, they shooking up, but hold on, they ain't shook enough.
He took the cup that I took the stuff. I was guilty like I took the stuff. He was marked up for my fuck, yeah, I put that on my doctor.
Hold on, I ain't got no kids, but it's clear some of y'all I'm sending. Looking around at y'all in my lane, but the same race we ain't running. I'm AC, I'm cooling. Hell is hot and I'm pulling. That gun ain't world, she at my neck. She looking at me and she drooling.
So they ask me what I'm working on. I tell them play the beat and then I go and get my merkin on. The game is full of clowns, I look around, I guess the circus home. Them giants come around, I cut them down, I get my surgeon on.
Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me.
Okay, I'm on it every day, every day. Okay, I'm on it every day. Word all over me, okay. I'm in it every day, yeah. Man, I hope I'm ready, cause I know we on this way. Word all over me.
I'm AC, I'm coolin'. Hell is hot and I'm pulling. That girl ain't world, she at my neck. She looking at me and she drooling. But no, no, major fail. Me and her, that's a major L. I'm on salt, she on snail. Them two don't mix that well. Call this here my locust flow. This ain't even my dopest flow. This ain't even my focus flow. No wonder what they hopeless for. They liars, Pinocchios. God is good and I overdose. God is good and I overdose. Rehab, I'm overdope.
Word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me.
Okay, I'm on it every day, every day. Okay, I'm on it every day. Word all over me, okay. I'm in it every day. It's a war going on, boy. Ain't no time to play. Word all over me.
Hey yo, what's up? Hey. Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At thesouth.com.
Thesouth.com.
You know who it is?
Thesouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, that's Yavs. The song is called OD, man, and that song goes in. Speaking of going in, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give y'all one fun fact right here. But from now on, all the fun facts are on our Yada Da King app, man. And it's $1.99 for the Android and for the Apple products. What you need to do is take you know, instead of getting two cheeseburgers 2 days in a row that were a dollar, you can stack that up, put that in your account, right? And then you can go purchase it. You know what I'm saying? And if you're trying to get it for the Android, you have to go through the Amazon store. That's the only way that you can get it. Don't ask me why. That's just how they do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just here to relay the message. Yo, we got ZG. I'm going to ask you this, man. DJ Kingdom 7's favorite fun fact question is, who would you do a feature with that you have not done a feature with yet, man?
Man, that's a great question. I mean, I don't necessarily want to go with the generic answer, which would be Lecrae, obviously. I would probably choose my man, Christian Gray. You know,
that'll be nice.
He's a singer, rapper. Yeah, man, he's a singer, rapper, and
he's an artist. Man. Yes.
Right. He's an artist.
Hey, that would be dope. I'm just going to say this. Like, I always tell people this, and you guys need to go check out the interview that we did with Christian Gray. Look, we did an interview, and I was like, bro, he could blow, man. Like, dude is nice. Then I was like, he was like, hey, I can rap too. And I was like, okay, yeah. Well, you know, go ahead and spit a verse. Dude spit a verse, and I was floored, man. I was like, oh, my goodness, bro. Like, you know, it's, he does both of them well. So, yeah, that'll be a nice collab. Let's do this, man. We're going to get on the topic of the day. And today I asked ZG, I was like, man, what's God been dealing with you on lately, man? And he said clarity. You said a whole bunch of other things, but clarity is the thing that stood out to me. What is clarity in your mind?
Man, clarity in my mind, it's just basically a full understanding. Man, just before you take any steps, you know, before you make any type of decisions, man, you have to know exactly what it is you want to do, you know, where it is that you want to go, you know, but before any steps are made, before any decisions are made, man, you just have to know, you know what I'm saying? And the only way to get that knowledge is to spend, you know, silence and solitude with God, you know, spending in prayer constantly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, scripture says, you know, pray without ceasing. So we need to just constantly be in prayer, you know, asking God for wisdom and asking God for direction.
Yeah. No, that's good right there, man. Do you feel that people move a lot of times without clarity, though?
Oh, man. Many, many, many times, man. You know, you can see it now. You know, I've definitely seen, you know, businesses start up and just drop. You know, churches, you know, begin building a church and it just stops. You know what I'm saying? You know, granted, at times, you know, those stops can be God saying, all right, you know, wait, grow, you know, learn from what it is I'm trying to tell you. But other times, it's you know, from people's mistakes of not necessarily knowing exactly where it is that they want to go, exactly where it is that God is leading them.
Mm. Hey, you're preaching right there. Keep it going, though. I know you had something else you were going to say. So I really feel like clarity is something that many people, they want, but sometimes people go just because it's an option. You don't have to have clarity before you can start a church. You don't have to have clarity. Why do you think people move without clarity, man?
Either A, you know, they feel really, really, really pressured, man, or B, you know, they don't want to be left behind. Like, for example, for me, you know, in my situation, you know, just Christian hip hop, man, it's moving. You know, as you can see, like, God is definitely doing a work, man, in the genre that we're in right now. And so it's moving. And so, you know, like, so me personally, I didn't necessarily want to just stop and wait, you know, and say, all right, God, you know, months have gone by and you haven't told me nothing. And so I would try to move with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, making certain songs that sound like such, you know what I mean? When you know, in all reality, nobody wants to be forgotten. You know, everyone wants to stay relevant. Everyone wants to be known. And so I feel like that's when most people just move, man, like without getting that clarity.
Hmm. Do you feel like people move also because they just, like, they want the attention? Do you feel like that happens?
Oh, yeah, man. All the time, man. You know, I've actually had many friends, you know, who once tried this whole music thing, man. They only did it, you know, just because they wanted to be heard. You know, like I said earlier, man, like Andy Mineo's lyrics, everybody wanted to be heard, everybody wanted to be seen. You know what I'm saying? Which is so true. And so that's you know, the motivation for some people to just move, man.
Yeah. No, that's real stuff, man. That's real talk. So let's talk about this. We talked about people moving without clarity. How do you get clarity? You said by spending time with God. What are some other ways that we can get clarity with the things that we are dealing with? Besides prayer, is there any other ways that we can find clarity?
Yeah. Well, definitely, man. You know, I would definitely encourage everyone to seek wise counsel, man. Always have an older, above reproach mentor. Like, for example, man, for me, I have two right now. You know, I do have Cam, and then I also have my man Vic. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely been such a huge help, man, and just me actually seeking out wise counsel. That's another thing, man, is, you know, we as younger believers, that we have to seek out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just sit there and expect someone to find us and say, oh, you look young. You might need, you know, help. You know what I'm saying? Like, we as, you know, the younger generation, we got to go out and seek out, man. You know, find you an older, above reproach mentor, man, who will sit there and listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when you're finished, you know, sharing your heart, giving your heart, sharing your testimony, then, you know, that's when they'll step in there, man, with love, with kindness, you know, rebuke you if needed. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe wise counsel. So.
Hey, man, I'm going to just tell you this. A lot of people don't like the rebuke. Like, a lot of people really want yes men in their lives.
Right.
But what, since you've been rebuked before, I could tell by how you said that, because you was like, they did it in love. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did that rebuke do to you? If they would have just said yes, or they actually did rebuke you, what was the difference?
You know, me being rebuked, man, I remember my very first rebuke. It really hurt me so bad, man. But you know, through you know, tears, of course, you know what I'm saying, praying and stuff like that, man, God showed me. He was like, look, you know, I'm not always going to tell you yes, you know what I'm saying? You can sit here and pray to me, but, you know, I do speak in many different ways, you know. I speak through, you know, God's word, scripture, and then I also speak through, you know, other older counsel that you might seek. And so, you know, so, like, basically, man, God's not always going to tell us yes, you know what I'm saying? And so for me, man, the difference in between being rebuked and then being told yes, man, when I was told yes and they were wrong, I just, you know, consistently ran into a brick wall. I was constantly messing up. I was constantly falling, you know. I really struggled with just, like, staying pure, you know, being pure, man. And I was, you know, I was just constantly tripping, constantly falling, whereas, as opposed to, you know, a man who was really firm in the faith, you know, and he told me just out of love, once again, and strictly, he was like, look, man, you know, what you're doing is wrong, it's sin. He showed me scripture, and that allowed me, you know what I mean, to slowly see God once again, and then for God to transform my heart. Yeah. And so, to me, that was the difference.
Man, that's real talk, bro. Like, I'm just going to say this. Sometimes you're going to have to get rebuked. Like, I've been rebuked before. You never like it. But when somebody tells you something that's going, like, let's say if you're just doing you and you're going to kill yourself, basically, because you're walking blindly in your spirit, man. And somebody tells you something that, hey, man, this is how you're going to get on course. Like, you got to respect that. Like,
right.
That's just the way that it is, man. Like, the people were saying, like, if you just want yes, man. The world got plenty of yes men. Hey, yeah, go ahead, do it. You should do it. But if you want godly counsel, there's going to be times where you're going to have to be sat down. You're going to have to, man, they're going to have to go in. And that's real clear. We got to make sure it's clear when we say this, because that's the topic of the day. Clarity. Exactly. Last thing, man, what prevents clarity in different people's lives?
Man, I would definitely say, you know, A, being impatient, obviously, and then B, man, just, you know, having the wrong motives. So let's think about, you know, being impatient, you know, especially from my age group, man. And like we want it, and we want it now, man. Like you know, I remember for me specifically, man, there's been many times where I'll be sitting in my room, I'm like, I mean, you know what, I want to be where Reach Records is, you know what I'm saying, where Tripp is, where Lecrae is, you know, I just wanted it. And so, you know what I mean, like, obviously, those guys have to work, man. Craig, he's been at it for what, for like 7 to 8 years, man.
Yeah.
He's been grinding it out. And so, you know what I'm saying, so like, I feel like that's where the whole, you know, that's where clarity can just get lost. And then two, you know, not you know, following God, not fully seeking the kingdom first, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else will be added unto you. And so just basically turning your heart towards, you know, something else other than God, man, completely messes your whole mind up. And so that's where it was for me, at least.
Yes. And to be clear, another way we got to stay in that word, man, the devil is going to trick us a whole bunch. If you don't know the word, you're bait. That's what I'm going to say.
Right.
Look, man, we're going to go to your next joint, Proverbs 30. Now, we know what that is in the Bible, man, but talk to us about your cut called Proverbs 30.
Man, Proverbs 30 has got to be my most favorite song off the whole EP, man, simply because it's speaking direct truth, man. You know, I was listening to a Presbyterian sermon, you know, one day, and he spoke over the topic, you know what I mean? And so, long story short, Proverbs 30 means, you know, it's like a prayer. It was King Solomon. He was asking God, you know, to not make them rich, but also, you know, don't make them poor. So basically, he's just saying, God, all I need is you. All I want is you. And so in that moment, man, you know, I prayed that prayer, man, and it just became everyday life to me of just, just knowing and expecting only God, you know, not finances, not anything extra, but give me just enough, you know, just like Jesus said in the New Testament, you know, pray this prayer, you know, give us our daily bread. So basically, that's what it's saying. It's just God is simply enough.
That's what's up, man. God is enough. Make sure he's enough for you as well, man. Let's get into this joint. Yacht of the King Radio with your boy ZG. Holla.
See, I know this might sound crazy now, but I gotta show God that he's all that I want and all that I need. Gotta kill my pride on this one, man.
Don't give me too much, I just might depend on myself. Give me just enough.
Sounds crazy, right?
Otherwise I may act as if I need nobody else.
I don't wanna think that I can go
without you.
Don't wanna depend on my money. When my bills are due,
just can't get no love. Got too much of God. All I wanna be. I won't be independent, Lord. Filled with riches, Lord. You're all I need.
Just give me enough.
Everyday life, you're never too much. Listen,
They say a man's not a man if you don't provide. Really, no man's a man, only God provides.
I don't wanna think that I can go. Don't wanna depend on my money. Lord, you want my pick account with my fears, I do.
Explains it all, man. I don't wanna be rich, I don't wanna be poor. Cause if I'm rich, I'ma end up like all these other cats out in the world, just boasting about what I got. But nah, Father God, give me just enough.
Just give me enough to live. I don't wanna think that I can go without you.
Just a few observations here, man. Stuff I've been looking at. Here we go. Hey. It seems like we're becoming slaves of our society, craving the notoriety, mimicking gimmicks, and it's intrinsic to Jesus Christ and creed. You from the prison you live in, you know the price decreed. It's pure perfection impressing and with your righteous deeds. It's like MySpace coming back to entice the teens. Dead works are a slap in the face of Christ the King. They only lead to the grave. You may believe that you're saved, but really what are you saying when writing on your feed? What you compose will expose where your face put. The writing's on the wall like Facebook, chasing distractions that capture your heart. So they dash to the darkness cause they don't wanna face books. Not in there, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they're up on what's hot, but then wonder why they're lukewarm. What's considered grand is a flash in the pan. I guess rapping is whack as you can is the new norm. From the abundance of the heart we type, revealing your appearance like a talk on Skype. But then forget what they look like once they log out, posting others' flaws, yet can't seem to get the log out. From their own eye, we think that we can hold the hands of time until they're wrapped around our neck like a bow tie. Ain't no cheating, death or paying it off, unless your trust is in the love that was displayed on the cross. Your profile says your religion is Christian, but that may be the problem, your religion is Christian. The fruit of the spirit is missing, they disappear whenever repentance is mentioned. Still claiming to be the son's buddy, why you sound like everybody is signed to Young Money? That's in the world, in the church, I guess original got dull. Instead of that, we want what's currently first. Pause and think about your eyes before you step to the track. Claim you're a vet, but I can see your ears are wet in the back. Catch my drift like you're trapped in the breeze. Your flow is too old, man, you rap with a wheeze. But I ain't forming a shrine, cause he can save souls with the verse that don't even rhyme.
Yeah, Jesus can bear all your mind size, but they'd rather cast their cares on a timeline, hoping to be consoled on Twitter. But then when critiqued or ignored, you're bitter. Whatever's trending is in. Forget tomorrow's turns, 1,000 people watching his tweets, but he's a follower. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Your maker is able to give you time like a clock do. Not 25 with an L, I'm talking eternal punishment as you suffer in the fire of hell. They're telling me to wear skinny jeans and a button up, but if my words can't speak for themselves, then I'm a button up. Matter of fact, if Christ can't talk, then go ahead and cut my microphone off, cause I don't wanna bust. They see evil promoted and they retweet, but the moment you question their motives, they retreat. Salvation is a gift, take that check to the bank. You can earn it cause it's free, yet collected through faith. Now everybody on this hashtag rap ridiculous. Christ is the package wrapped, Saint Nicholas. Let me fall back, that's probably just a cup of tea. If you trust in Jesus, you will get to live. Yet they say their hands are free like Bluetooth, to do whatever they want and put it on YouTube. God is offering us heaven forever, but if you pass it, you'll be eating grass like Nebuchadnezzar. Till you acknowledge that God is sovereign, the only one, not just another option. They wanna paint the town burgundy, with no concern for the Lord or his amour. Not to worship, the king is burglary. True believers are rare, like when a burger bleeds, Christ will put us up in the air. No burning trees. I know that weed is all natural, but so are pine cones, dandelions, daisies, and tulips. Why you pass on those? We got a faith that'll never shrink back, so we take the gospel and put it in a shrink wrap. My old homies like, you need a shrink black, but minimizing Christ is like trying to shrink Shaq. He's the Lord of both our lights and our lips. The cross was a tree with no lights, and Christ was the gift. The lust of the flesh, eyes, and the boasting of pride come from the world, so it's really no surprise we've been socialized.
Socialized by the homie Oracle, and that's the Oracle 503 Oracle, my dude Doug Gaither. I had to put him the whole full government name, but it's all good, man. We checking it out on Yacht of the King Radio. His episode is up on yachtoftheking.com as well. Check it out. Real cool brother, man. We got ZG, man. And for those cats that are listening, tell them one more time about the project that you got that's out right now, where they can go get it, why they need to go get it, and all that good stuff.
Yo, so the EP, it's entitled Here Now. It's free. Capital F-R-E-E. It's free. Go and peek that out. You guys can go to my website. It's www.imzg.com. Once again, www.imzg.com. And you can also get it at zgmusic.bandcamp.com. You can also get it at Noise Trade. All you got to do is go on the search boxes and just type in ZG Music, and then boom, right there. And the reason that you should get it is because it's raw, relevant gospel in the face.
That's what's up, man. ZG, real quick, tell them all the places that you are on in the internet world, so people that are listening, they can say, hey, man, I need to go check out your music. I just want to catch up with you. Maybe I want to do a feature. How can they do all that and connect with you?
All right. So first and foremost, you guys can go check out my Facebook page, and that link is facebook.com/ZachZGGaddis. Once again, facebook.com/ZachZGGaddis. And then my Twitter, it's at ZGOKC. I am also on YouTube, and my YouTube username is ZachG2020. That's spelled ZACKG2020. That's where I'm at.
All right, so y'all can go check that out. Get it in with them, man. What do you got coming up next, bro? You got the EP out. Is there plans on an album? Like, what's up, man?
Yeah, yes, sir, man. I'm currently in the studio, man. I'm just putting together a whole lot of songs, man, writing them. God is actually calling me to a different direction. Unfortunately, I cannot share that with you guys right now. But soon, like, if you guys follow me on Twitter and on Facebook and on YouTube, man, I'll definitely continue to post videos about what God is doing, man, and the direction that he's taking me. But right now, I am working on an album in the near future, so you guys stay tuned for that.
And I want to know this, man. Are you still hooping, bro? That's what I want to know real quick before we get to the last question.
Man, honestly, I probably haven't even picked up a basketball, man. Probably in like
a month and a half, and I've been so, you know, filled with spirit and sanctified, and I haven't had time to. I'm totally just kidding, guys. But I do still exercise. I still work out. I run. But as far as playing basketball, man, I don't really have that desire anymore.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And the last question is, man, any last words that you want to share with the people? Any shout outs? What's up?
Okay, man, for all you guys that either are listening right now or will listen in the future, man, first and foremost, man, I wanna say thank you guys so much for just, you know, tuning in, hearing my testimony, hearing, you know, how God is just transforming my life. Most importantly, man, I really pray that you guys can hear this and then listen in and learn from it, you know, grow in Christ, you know, dig into your community, you know, be in a group, be in church, man, you know, dig in, you know, give your life to somebody, you know, just support your life. I want to give a shout out to all the guys that were involved and that are involved in my life right now, you know, as mentors. Homie Vic, my boy Cam, shout out to Sean C. Johnson, shout out to Yada the King Radio, shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, April Danae. Yes, ladies, I'm not single, unfortunately, I'm sorry. Shout out to my mother and my father, beautiful, beautiful couple, man, and yeah.
All right, man, that's what's up, man. We had ZG on. ZG, it was a pleasure getting to know you, man, and getting to build with you, bro. We're going to pray real quick, and we just pray that God would just continue to have you move forth in ministry, man, and follow him with clarity, man, as the topic of the day was, man. But that's real something that we all need, and we just thank God for that. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, man, let's get into this joint real quick. Pro featured on here. Yeah. Man, he changed his name on me too, man. So this is Premises featuring Derek Minor. Yeah. And the song is called The Morning, and I'm still feeling this joint. Let's get it in.
Okay, holla at me. Yeah, man. Back on my arm, man, I'ma flow again. Fresh. Hey, you know where I be. Oh, you don't know that, let me show you then. Yeah. I'm in my lane like defensive driving, surrounded by living water, guess I'm on the island. Uh-huh. You don't see truth like you close your eyelids. Looking like the Joker boy, mad but smiling. Yeah. All that hating, sir, will hurt you. So I'm geeked up, Steve Urkel. Equal opportunity when we get it in. Without further ado, I give you premises.
I'm so with it. The pros with it, whatever you were saying, forget it, no omit it. They tossing and they turning, the world is so rigid. We fill it up with living water, homie, soak in it. Take it back with sponges, we hit them with no punches. Flawless in the darkness and partners in your dungeons. 15 of my people, but we carry no grudges. DJ turn this music up, we known to cause Romans. 1-1-6-6, don't believe, check the bars, I spit. We make that music, pray your life, go and use it. Watch the joy come in like this.
The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die.
Yeah, it seems like things will never change. Still see the same pain every single day. People on my block, all they see is shades of gray. I take a stand for my faith and I am saved. You're stupid, so crazy. I'm nuts, so hate me. They try and play me, ask where I find my rest. I tell them in my joy, it's in my final breath. Yeah, on earth I'm so simple, plain. In the heavens I am more Bruce Wayne. I fuck the dark nights, focused on what Paul writes. And left my trail still smoking like exhaust pipes. I don't think they get it, I'm out of my mind, boy. Every day's a hustle, a struggle for my joy. Reflections in my music, don't you see the contour? Wanna find your joy, just look what you die for.
The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die.
I got questions, questions all in my mind. But if the answer is right here, maybe I'm blind. I don't know, no, I don't know. But if you are who you are, take the wheel right now. I'm out of control, yeah, I'm out of control, yeah, I'm out of control, yeah, I'm out of control, yeah,
yeah. They saying that I'm going in, and it's like a shot of adrenaline on this mic. Like I'm a riddling, giggling, cause I'm living and giving up every minute to the one giving us light. I'm all in for the lump sum till the sun comes, or the fat lady done sung her last song, or till the drums thump, rub a bump, 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 and the trumpet sound, and we blast off. But that don't mean I ain't got questions, though. I'm imperfect and less than most. But while I'm searching for a purpose, what emerges is nothing less than dope.
I need an answer, I need it right now.
Everybody talk, nobody listen. Everybody wanna look at me, cause I'm Christian. People all around wanna see how I'm living. Though I move on, I can choose one moment in my life, wanting to be loose from. I've been broken, peace stolen. People need to see what it means to believe. On, everybody wanna know why I do what I do. No, God saves, gotta let them know he's the only way I'ma make it through. Everybody wanna question life, but ain't nobody ready the answers through him. Everything I do, everything I say, I do it for the people we lose.
Never risking, looking for the words that can free us in an instant. Distant, looking for the exit right there. Breathless, walking like sheep with a death wish. Not a mention of a name or a mention of a change. In the center of the pain, side to side like a rose petal in the rain. Trying to pedal in the brain, getting burnt like kettle to the flames. We never budge or settle for the change. Never true, never transparent, cellophane. Got some good in my blood, but I bet it's vain. And it's strange when you see somebody grab hold. Choose life, break free from the black hole. Never give in, never stop, never look back on these trials. Gotta move, gotta strap on, listen up.
Rhema Soul, I Need an Answer, Yadidi King Radio, that's where you are at. Visit YadidiKing.com. Make sure you get the Yadidi King app. Follow us on Twitter at Yadidi King and Facebook, Yadidi King. Also, you got to get us on get the podcast, man. Shout out to all the cats that have been following us in different ways, man. We appreciate you. Without y'all, we would just be talking to ourselves. Yeah, but I can have fun all by myself, but I love to have fun with y'all, man. That's real talk. Let's get on the topic of the day, clarity. It's very important that we walk through life in clarity. And I feel like, man, I mean, there's been times where I have walked with uncertainty. The great thing about God is he always is certain. And I say this, sometimes there are going to be parts of your life where your faith is going to be based on things that may not be clear. That's not always a bad thing. And let me explain that. There's going to be some things where Abraham, he had to leave to follow God. And he didn't know everything about where he was going, but he just believed and he followed God. There's going to be some things around you, around your faith, that may not be clear, but your faith needs to always be clear. So find out, man, is my relationship with God clear? How can I gain clarity in my relationship with God? Number one, like you said, man, spend time with God. Spend time in prayer. Spend time worshiping. And what worshiping is the way you live your life, man. Is it pleasing to God? Worship God. Sing songs of praise to God. Basically, allow him to saturate your life so much where that all you're doing right now is you're meditating on him. You're thinking about him. You're glorifying him. If you could do that, it moves the distractions. One thing I always say, man, when I used to be a praise and worship leader at my former church, I am a praise and worship leader still, but I was the leader there. And one thing that I used to always tell people was this, man, when you're in the presence of God, there's not too many things that distract you. You get your hands up, you get to praising, like, you're not worried about the bill collector that just called you when you can really fully go in. Some of us let that stuff that we deal with hold us back. And a lot of times I would challenge them. I say, man, don't let that thing hold you back. Whatever's holding you back from God, that thing is keeping you blocked from clarity. I think clarity is knowing your purpose and your call, man. How do we know our purpose and our call? A lot of people don't know their purpose. Number one, our purpose is to always glorify God with our gifts, with our talents. Like, if you're doing that, your purpose is clear. A lot of people, they don't know what they want to do. They look at other people. And like, God, he's not having you be somebody else. For you to be clear on who God has you, look at what God has given you. Excuse me. All of us have gifts. All of us have talents. All of us have different things that God wants us to use, man. And really use them for God. And don't worry about what other people say. Now, I'll say this. It's good to have people that are around you that are going to help you grow. Just like ZG said, get accountability. Get somebody that's going to get in your face and tell you some of the stuff that you don't want to hear. Like, I know for a fact that definitely helped me grow on my walk. If every time you hear people tell you, oh, yeah, you're doing a great job, like, those are the wrong people to have in your life. Because there's going to be some times where somebody's going to have to say something to you that you're not going to like. And usually, find out, man, is this person trying to damage me? You can even ask this question. Are they trying to damage me, or are they really telling me what's right? Like, that's a way that you can keep clarity in your life, man. And sin will definitely block clarity. If you live in a sinless or a sinful life, where you're walking in sin continuously. Now, I'm going to say this. We may slip up. We may stumble. But when somebody is walking in sin continually and not even feeling bad for it, and you can feel bad. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. Godly sorrow brings forth repentance. Worldly sorrow just means you're sorry about it. But when you have godly sorrow, you're going to turn from that sin. People that continue to stay in that same stuff over and over, it's not clear to you. You think it's okay, but God is saying, hey, no. You can't have clarity in your life if you are still walking in sin. And we as believers, the Bible says, should we walk as we cannot walk in darkness. We must walk as children of the light, man. And that's a quick way to have clarity in your life, man. And if you feel like, hey, man, I don't have any clarity, I need prayer, man, I would love to pray with you, man. The number is 425-243-4285. We would love to chop it up. Or you can email us at yattatheking@gmail.com. Like I said, man, I'm serious about the power of prayer. I believe that we can pray and things can happen. But I also believe that it's our part. As the Bible says, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. That believe in our heart is going to make us do different things. When we believe something, we know we believe it by the way we act. And that's what we need to see, man. And that's really what's up. Once again, man, I just want to say shout out to all y'all, man. And thanks for all those that gave a thumbs up on my daughter's pick, man. Mariana Esther, she is here. And, man, that consumed my time. for the last 2 weeks, man. But I definitely am excited for my new daughter. And, man, I'm praying that I can continue to raise my kids up in the ways of God. And speaking of that, man, the election went down. There's some laws that I'm really not feeling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to talk about that on some other episodes. But we're getting it in. Yada the King Radio. Don Christian. This is your home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Make sure you tell somebody it's going down. And make sure you share these episodes with somebody else, man. They may need it. All right? God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you next week. Life. Unique,
'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King. Shabbat the King. I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the King. Shabbat the King. We out of the King. We out of the King.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.